Hello?
Hi there, is this Jerry?
Yes, it is.
Hi Jerry, I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you so much for asking. I have gotten this concern from your project manager that we are in the publication phase and you guys are not comfortable sharing your Amazon password. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, could you repeat? Hold on. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, I put you on speakerphone. I can hear a little bit better. What now? Could you repeat that, please?
Of course. I'm saying that since your book is in the publication phase at this point of time, I believe that you guys are refusing to share the password. Is that correct for Amazon?
No, I don't have an Amazon account to give you the password to.
So you haven't purchased anything online on Amazon ever before?
No, ma'am, I have not.
So there is no existing account.
No, ma'am, there is not.
Okay, stay on the line, okay? Just stay on the line with me. I need to resolve this as soon as possible.
Okay.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Thank you very much for being online, Jerry. Okay, perfect. If that is the situation, then we do not need your credentials. We'll set up a new account for you. But in order to have the royalties directly transferred to you, we will be needing your bank information, like your account number and all of that, which is enlisted in the publishing form. Would you be kind enough to fill that out and send it back to us?
I've already sent you that.
Stay on the line, let me pull it up, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much for being online, Jerry. I am looking at the brief form that you sent in. There is some information missing. Let me tell you what exactly is missing from the brief form. One of the requirements
Okay.
is the date of birth that is missing, country of citizenship, permanent address, and mailing address. These are the four things that are missing. So without that, this is the basic requirement. See, understand this. This is the basic requirement for Amazon to set up the account, and they need these kind of verifications. So what I can do is that I can send you the list of these four things that we need. Could you be kind enough to provide that to us?
Sure, I don't really understand. I mean, I know you have my address. Somebody has my address and
I do have an address here. Let me just confirm that, okay, so that we can eliminate the permanent and mailing address from it. So the address that I have here is 3770 James Ed Road. Is that the correct one?
yes, ma'am.
Georgia 30506. That is your permanent and mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Country of citizenship will be United States of America, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Can you just provide me the date of birth over the call so I can just continue with the process on my end?
Sure.
Go ahead.
March 17, 1964.
March 17th, 1964. Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Jerry. It's all sorted. Let me have the publishing team create the account. To let you know, you will be receiving a verification code. You know, Amazon has this two-step authentication criteria, so there will be a one-time password thing sent to you, to your number or to your email address. So whenever you get that, you'll have to provide that to us within 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, did you say within 3 minutes?
Yes. So somebody will be calling you, all right? You'll be on the call, we'll send the code, and then we'll ask for it over the phone, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.